Hi, everybody. Welcome to the monthly Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I will be your hostess today. And I am very excited to have a good friend of mine who's going to lead the meditation today, and that's Carol Wentz Randachi. And Carol is a doctor of oriental medicine and an acupuncture physician here in Sarasota. But she's been focusing her attention really on her spiritual dimension for the past 40 years, practicing an ancient yoga meditation technique of the transmission of pranahuti that she learned from her teacher, Sri Ramchandra Babuji Maharaja in India. And Dr. Carol incorporates this technique into her medical practice at the iZen Healing Center that she founded here in Sarasota. And at the center, she specializes in acupuncture ophthalmology for macular degeneration. And Carol's also the owner and director of the Vegan Culinary Institute and the Vegan Health and Nutrition Center. So if you'd like more information from Carol, you can email her at iZenHealing, that's A-I-Z-E-N, healing, at gmail.com. So Carol, I'm really excited to have you here today, and take it away.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining Mary today. I've been joining Mary on this since the beginning, and it's such a wonderful experience, and I'm always so honored when she has me back to help lead a meditation, because it's such a rejuvenating experience. So, when I sat down to ask my spiritual guide, Babaji Maharaj, what type of meditation would benefit the waters of the earth, the planet, the animals, and the people, I was really happy to be given the answer that I was given. I was reminded of all the upheaval we've been experiencing this past year, and even though it's now been a whole year in the scheme of existence, it all happened in just a blink of an eye. We've all been through such changes and transitions, and that can create such a lot of shock and confusion. So he reminded me how we all need to rebalance. We all need the clearing of the shock, and we all need realignment with healthy energetic patterns and really the revitalization of our hearts and our minds and our spirits. So with my background in the healing arts, I was instructed to use one of the Taoist meditations to guide us through a healing process for the rebalancing of our sacred waters that exist both inside and outside of us, reaching way into the sacred earth and our sacred souls. So today we will go on a journey through the five elements that make up the manifestation of all of existence. And so the five elements, through the grace of the description of yin and yang, are the elements at the base of existence and everything around us, and are in constant conversation with us throughout all of time. So according to the Taoist cosmology, the yin qi and the yang qi are the primordial feminine and masculine energies that are based out of and produce what we are known as the five elements. The five elements in turn give birth to the 10,000 things as spoken of in the I Ching, all of manifested existence. The elements are wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. The conversation that we're going to have with our world today is in the spirit of the non-dualistic, the holographic existence of cleaning our internal water in order to purify our exterior water. So, if we are all one, as we say, and if everything of the earth is all one, then we must cleanse and heal our own internal water in order to clean and heal and safeguard our exterior water. the water that is the lifeblood of not only us, but of all of creation. For nothing can exist in this dimension if the elements become toxic. You know, every day I feel the call of the animals of the earth to clean their environment and save their lives. I feel the call of the water to be cleansed and to be loved. Every day I feel the call of the air to be purified, and I feel the call of the wood to be supported in the growth of our dimension. I feel the call of the fire that invigorates our manifestation, and the call of the earth for her to just be embraced and loved. And so that's what we're going to do today, because by cleansing ourselves, we cleanse all the elements, which means we cleanse all of manifestation. You know, the elements began with the division of yin and yang, and the ancients named the outward dynamic energy of yang and the attributes that it holds. And they correlate it really to the sun and the stars. And then the inward nurturing energy is what they call yin. And it is the heart of the earth and the heart of the water energy, actually. Yin and yang are the origins of earth and heaven and all that exists between heaven and earth. And as we all know, at least 70+ percent of our body is made up of water, and more than 70% of the earth is covered in water. It always seemed to be no coincidence, of course. This exemplifies our complete oneness with the water of our beautiful earth, and just it's at the core of the heart energy of our earth. We have the power to change and evolve and thrive in our life, and we have the power to change, nurture, and safeguard the survival of all the elements, because together we create, we generate, we support, and we receive each element and the very atoms of life. So before we begin today, before we began to gather, actually, I set the intention that each person who joins us on this call will be surrounded by a beautiful golden vortex. So any and all energy that has any toxicity or imbalance that we release from our body or from our sacred earth will be pulled into the vortex, where it's cleared and cleaned and reconfigured before it's released back into the universe. It's a technique I use in all my healing practices, so that we're not just, you know, continually dumping all our negativity or all our toxicity, but that we're placing it in a vortex that will lovingly reconfigure it and clean it before it's released back into the universe. And that way we continue to be really good stewards of our own bodies and our world, and not simply just dumping our energetic trash into the atmosphere. Okay, so now let's begin. I want you to take a moment just to, you know, kind of readjust yourself and make sure you have a very comfortable position, one that you can really relax into, that you could really let go into, so that you can leave your physical body behind and travel through the elements with me, feeling and experience the undeniable beauty of existence. Go ahead and readjust yourself. Just really relax. Put out of your mind as much as you can any of the stress and the tension that we carry with us day after day. Okay, so now that you've found your nice, comfortable spot, I want you to take a very nice, slow breath through your nose. I want you to direct or pull that breath all the way down into your belly button area. I want you to allow that breath to sit for a moment. Now go ahead and exhale that breath just as slowly and deliberately as you did with the inhalation. Continue to do this very gentle, very deliberate breathing. And with each exhale, I'd like you to add the thought that you are relaxing further and further into your interior state of being. Again, a very slow, deep breath, guiding that breath down into your belly button area. That area is known as your Dantian. The Dantian is called the Sea of Qi. Qi is the vital life force. It's the Pranahuti. It's the energy center. The Dantian is the energy center, or considered the elixir center of life. Bring that breath down into your Dantian, exhaling very slowly. With that exhale, I want you to release all that is held in your body that no longer serves your greatest good or the greatest good of the world that we share together. Very gentle breath in, all the way down into your Dantian. Let it sit for a moment. Gather up all that no longer serves your greatest good and release that in your exhale. And that release is going to go in through that golden vortex that I set intentionally around each person that's participating with us today. Continue to relax with each breath. And as you relax further and further into your breath, as always, you'll just follow my voice, follow my directives as we go into each element. So nice to be released and relaxed. That's where you're going to spend this next bit of time with us. We're going to begin with the water element. We begin with the water element because the water element is coordinated with the Dantian area that we've been breathing into. Dantian that we are breathing into is the area of the physical body where your kidneys, which house the water element, reside. The water element is the foundation of the yin fluids, the waters of the world, the waters that nourish and moisten your body, the waters that transport the vital messages. The waters, these are the same waters that moisten and nourish the entire Earth's body, that carry the messages around the world, swirling that beautiful water energy, that nourishing, directing, beautiful water energy. So as you take your next breath, I'd like you to make the thought that that breath is impregnated with this beautiful deep blue color, like a deep royal blue. As you breathe in that beautiful deep blue color, I'd like you to go deep into permeating each cell of your body with this color, this deep blue, royal blue, water element color swirls through your whole system, not only your own personal body system, but it swirls around the world, it swirls around the universe. Each dark blue breath is percolating with those waters of our world. So as we bring in that rejuvenating breath, we are cleansing and healing our internal waters, simultaneously cleansing and healing the external waters. Because we live in a dimension of no real time or space, and everything is holographic, whatever we do to ourselves, we do to our environment, and whatever we do to our environment, we do to ourselves. And as you exhale all these limitations that we carry, as you exhale all the toxins, all the fear, the alarm, the panic, the agitation, the dread, the distress, those are all associated with that water elements, that kidney element. These are all the shadow components that are held in your body's water system. And as we exhale, again, we're going to release all that into that beautiful golden vortex that we are the core of at this very moment, knowing that as we exhale our personal fear prison, we also release all the fear, all the toxins, the alarms, the panic, the agitation, any of the distress that we have dumped into our Earth's water system, whether physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. Once more, a beautiful deep breath, that beautiful deep blue breath that is reviving our system, renewing our system, both internally and externally. What is done to one is done to the other. As we go through this process, I want you to feel what it feels like to experience this renewing. We want you to make that thought that what you are experiencing, what the earth is experiencing, what the waters are right now experiencing, is the release of any of this fear and the rejuvenation and the beauty of this moment, the beauty of the renewal of our waters. I'd like us to take just a moment of silence to feel the sensation of that rejuvenation. Feel it. Make the thought and feel the cleansing of the waters that we bring about. And next, we're going to move into the wood element. When we are moving through the generational cycles of the elements, the wood element follows the water element. And so we're going to move into the wood element. The energy of the wood element is stored in the liver system, which is housed under our rib on the right side of our body. Continue to breathe in through your nose, breathing now into the wood element. Breathe that beautiful breath to the right side of your body under your rib cage. Very slow and deliberate, feeling the breath settle into the wood element housed in your liver. The wood element represents springtime as our planet in the northern hemisphere moves into that beautiful springtime. This is a time when the plants and the seedlings push up through the earth to meet the light and to meet their and greet their new home. This is an element of expansion of energy upward and outward. This joyous exhalation of springtime. There's this newness to the world, this fresh energy of life everywhere. And the color associated with the wood element is green. It's that green of spring, that green of those beautiful new leaves of the green plants. So as you take your next breath, impregnate that breath with the deep emerald green color of spring, of new life, of endless possibilities. Feel that green breath go deep into your body, permeating each cell as it swirls through your system. Each emerald breath is permeating the wood of our world as well. So as we bring in the rejuvenating breath, renewing, healing breath of love, of acceptance, make a thought that you do feel it. Regardless of what you're feeling, that's what you're feeling. You're feeling this beautiful breath of love, of acceptance. And bask in that feeling. And with each exhalation, release all the limitations, all the toxins associated with it that are held in the wood element. All the anger, the vexation, all the frustration, the rage and the resentment, because by God, we know that that's been really amplified in this past year. All that's held in the body and the wood system being released through your exhale. Knowing that as we exhale our personal anger prison, we are also releasing all the toxins, all the anger, the frustration, the rage, the resentment, any of those associated shadow emotions that we may have dumped into our earth system. With the exhale, we're releasing that into that beautiful golden vortex so it can be cleaned, it can be cleared not only interiorly, but exteriorly, simultaneously, no time, no space. We are all one. What we clean of ourselves, we clean of the earth. What the earth cleans, she also cleans in us. So again, breathe in that beautiful green breath, impregnated with that beautiful dark green color. That breath that is reviving our system, renewing our system, internally, externally. And remember that everything released is swept into that golden vortex. Take a moment again of silence to bask in the beauty of this experience. It's such a profound experience. Feel that cleaning. Feel the warmth of the newness of earth, the rejuvenation, that oneness, that upward and outward movement. Mary, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Just heard something on the phone, sorry. All right. Next, we're going to move into the fire element. Our fire element is seated in our heart. Our heart is the seat of our soul, the seat of our mind, the seat of our wisdom. It is represented by the color ruby, ruby, ruby red. As we know, fire is hot and intense and powerful and transformative. So for this part of the meditation, we will concentrate on the intensity that can kind of build up beyond the limit of what we can physically, mentally, or spiritually handle. It's an intensity sometimes that we burn ourselves with, just as we've done to our beautiful earth, our beautiful waters. Don't let your attention wander or stray. Stay with us and just keep your focus on your breath, slow and deliberate. Breathing down into your heart and breathing that beautiful impregnated heart energy, that beautiful red, ruby, ruby red color. It swirls through your entire body. Externally, we see the fire element represented as the sun, represented as the molten lava that heats the earth and heats our waters, heats our soil. With each breath, relax further into your limitlessness. Relax. Go deep. Breathe and relax as we go deep into our heart. deep into the center of the earth, where the fire element keeps our oceans and rivers tempered enough for life to continually expand. With your next breath, make the thought that your breath has impregnated with the color red and swirling through your body, permeating each atom, each molecule, each ruby red breath is the fire of our world. So as we bring in the rejuvenating breath, we will then exhale all the limitations, all the toxins, all the intensity and the fierceness and the severity. It keeps us knotted into a state of complacency, knowing that as we exhale our personal, intensive prison, you are also releasing all the toxins, all the intensity, all the fierceness and severity. It keeps the world knotted into a state of complacency, of imbalance, because we have dumped that into the heart of our planet. But we are now in this beautiful process of rejuvenating, releasing, and rebalancing. Renewing our system both internally and externally, because we live in this beautiful holographic system. As you go deeper into your breath, deeper into the middle of the earth, through your heart chamber, bask in the beauty of this experience. Feel the cleansing of your heart, the cleansing of the earth heart. Feel that experience. Sink into it and rise with it. Continue through the cycle of life, and now we're going to move into the earth element. You know, the earth element is really one of calling us to balance. It's a very supporting, centering element. It's the element of transmutation, and it's the stabilizing and grounding element. So as you take that beautiful, slow, deep breath in through your nose, lead that breath, guide that breath down into the left side of your body now, down into your spleen system that resides behind your left rib cage. As you breathe that element in, feel that stability that comes with the earth element in its engagement in the positive direction that it takes us. When out of balance, the earth element rises and takes us often into a state of like anxiety. And, you know, in this day and age, and I really don't believe it's been almost ever any different on our planet. If you look at the world through the mind of your heart, you can feel the earth shaking with anxiety from all the problems that we've created in her. It's not her. We've made her soils toxic with chemicals, and the blood of animals and humans stain her very life force. But we are here today to clear this. We are here today to clear and to bring her back to a state of balance. Remember the yin and yang of existence. Whenever one exists, the other one exists simultaneously. And it's not that one is dominant and one has to be subservient. What we are doing is bringing it into a state of balance, so there is no differentiation between yin and yang, so that we cannot recognize one out of the other. The earth gives us a way to form our human body and to form all of creation. So as you bring in that next breath through your nose, guide it into your spleen system on your left side of your body. Impregnate it with that color yellow, that beautiful, brilliant color yellow, the color of the sun, the color of the face of dandelions, one of my favorite flowers, that beautiful little dandelion face that pops up in the spring out of the warmth of the earth, spreading those beautiful little petals all the way around, smiling up at her brother sun. And as you bring that breath in and impregnate with that color, bring it both into the internal and external dimension simultaneously. Impregnate your breath with that yellow color, the color of stardust, the color of earth. As that breath is pulled and guided down into that part of your body, the earth element, feel that stardust go deep into your body, permeating every cell as it swirls through your system. Each yellow breath transmuting the earth. You're deep and relaxed enough now to really be immersed in the feeling of it. With each breath, feel it, experience it. This breath brings the rejuvenation, the renewing, the healing, the breath of love. And as before, with each exhale, release all the limitations, all that no longer serves your greatest good, all that no longer serves the greatest good of the earth, of the earth's inhabitants, of our atmosphere, of all of creation, so that all the toxins, all the worry, the apprehension, the unease, the nervousness that is held in that element is replaced with a feeling of being carefree, that feeling of feeling calm and confident, that feeling of being courageous, unafraid. Feel that feeling of being courageous and unafraid, the feeling of just limitlessness, knowing that as we exhale our personal anxiety prison, we also release all of the toxins, all the worry and apprehension and unease and nervousness that we have dumped into our earth system. It is now being released in our personal system and the earth system. And once more, we breathe in that beautiful yellow sun color, that beautiful dandelion face, that breath that is reviving our system, renewing our system, both internally and externally. Both parts of dimension swept clean. Everything that no longer serves the greater good of the earth, swept into that beautiful golden vortex surrounding each participant, being cleared and cleaned and revitalized before it is sent back into this beautiful dimension. Bask in that beauty and that experience. Feel that cleaning. Feel the ease and grace of life. Take this few precious moments of silence that we are going to give ourselves to experience and feel and rise with that experience. Now we move into the fifth element of metal. We continue through the cycle of life and move now into this metal element. The metal element is very balancing and supporting. And as you take that slow, deep breath in through your nose that leads directly into your lungs, lungs are the recipient of and partner to the metal element. This is where the grief and the sadness that is gathered in our life is held. The element of air, the element of metal, our lungs, where you can often feel that sadness. That sadness is often rained down upon us as the air tries to heal itself with the cleansing effects of rain. You know, we've allowed such levels of toxins to swim through our ether, but now we intend to cleanse and clear all we have dumped into her. So we all breathe a sigh of relief and release the sadness and the grief created by our own personal misdeeds. It is not a matter of blame, and it is not a matter of guilt. It is a matter of recognition so that we can move out of the lower levels of existence and open our consciousness and move into the higher dimensions. You know, I said before, there really hasn't, I think when we look at our history of what we know of this planet and then the unwritten history that many of us have tapped into and know on this planet, we know that there really has, for many eons, not been much difference in this world. We all have misdeeds or missteps, and we all hold sadness and grief. There seems to have always been, to one degree or other, some kind of hum of sadness in our world. You know, when I asked my spiritual guide once what that sadness is, you know, why could I for years never stop crying when I looked around and saw the suffering and the pain that existed in this planet. And, you know, he gave me this beautiful answer. And he said that the soul cries when she recognizes how far she has traveled from her original home and how difficult at times it can be to get back there. And that's what we're going to do today. That's what we're doing at this moment. We're going to travel back and eliminate all the things that keep us so that we are locked into a place that we no longer need to be. We're going to grow into the new dimensions. The color of the earth element is the white. So we're gathered today to clear her and create a state of balance. So as you bring in your next breath, impregnate it with the pure white light. White light, pure like the clouds that dance across our beautiful sky. That beautiful white light that calls us forward. The one that rises through our hearts, rises through the water, calling us into the light. feel that light white, that white light, go deep into your body, permeating every single cell as it swirls through your system. Each breath is permeating, filling the sky, filling your body with the light of purity and the intention of rejuvenation, renewal, and healing. And like before, with each exhale, release all those limitations that no longer serve your greatest good. It doesn't serve your greatest good. It doesn't serve my greatest good. It doesn't serve anything's greatest good. Release, release, release. Release all the toxins. Release the sadness, the grief, any sorrow, any feeling of dejection, any feeling of regret that leads sometimes to depression. And we're going to replace it now with a feeling of joy, a feeling of contentment and thankfulness and well-being. It's a choice we get to make. It's a selection that we have in our menu of life that we can select instead of being captured and imprisoned by the shadow side of our reactions, to make the thoughts that change the chemical reactions on our physical body that then translates into our non-physical. So with your next breath, continue to bring in that beautiful white light and feel it. Feel it swirl in your body. Feel it permeate every cell. Knowing that as you exhale, your personal grief prison is also released. Your personal grief prison that you have dumped into our air, that we have dumped into our atmosphere, is reconfigured by this golden vortex that you sit inside at this very moment, reviving your system, renewing your system, both internally and externally. What is good for one is good for the other. What happens to one happens to the other. And bask in that feeling, that beauty, this experience. Feel that cleansing. Feel that ease and grace of life. Take this moment of silence and sink into it and rise with it. And let's participate in this rejuvenation. We've now come full circle through the elements. We began with water. We moved into fire. We expanded into the wood element, into the earth, and through the metal air. And we again find ourselves full circle in the evolution of our world, of our personal life, of our collective consciousness, where we must consciously participate in the awakening of our personal soul and the soul of the planet, the souls of her inhabitants, and be very clear and very aware that we have decisions to make, decisions to no longer do any harm, to remain very committed and diligent in our own evolutionary consciousness, in our own evolutionary expansion. Because as we expand, she expands. As she expands, we are given the opportunity to expand. As the global water healing community expands, we blanket the earth. We blanket the waters, every molecule of water, with the grace and the beauty of our expanded consciousness. We absorb the expanded consciousness of this beautiful global water healing community, and we join together in the commitment to continue holding the sacred space so that all that is will continue to grow and thrive and experience the love that is the heart, the soul, and above all, the water of our world. So it's time now to come back from our journey. Go ahead and take a few more very deep breaths, directing your breath back into your Dantian area. That Dantian, again, is that area around your umbilicus, your belly button. And with each breath, come back into this dimension. Come back into your own personal surroundings. Bring yourself back into it. Become aware of the room that you're in, the chair, the floor that you're on, the people that you love, the people that love you, the elements that you love and the elements that love you. I'm going to count to three, and when I get to the number three, you'll be fully back into your body, fully aware of your surroundings, and fully conscious of the love that was joined and rejuvenated here today. One breath. Two breath. Three. You are back now, fully in your physical body, rejuvenated and transformed. And thank you all for allowing me to join you today in this experience. I am so very grateful that I live on a planet with beings of such heart and soul and mind and commitment. And with all my heart and soul, I thank you. And I thank you, Mary, for inviting me back year after year. I love you. I love every piece of our planet and our existence, and I thank you.
Thank you so much, Carol. Oh, my gosh. I feel healed. Wow.
Rise, you are healed.
Wow. That was amazing. I could feel so much stuff moving through my system and moving through the world, you know, and just letting it go and cleaning and cleansing mm-hmm. and clearing. Wow, that mm-hmm. was spectacular. Thank you so much.
My honor.
Oof, yeah. Is there anybody who'd like to share something with Carol or has a question? If so, please hit *6 and tell us your name. Always takes a while for people to get back mm-hmm. in their body.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember it well.
Yeah, I know. Anybody have something you'd like to share? If so, *6. Well, Carol, I guess you blew them all away.
Yeah, it's hard to come to that place of conversation.
I know. I know. Mm-hmm. It was very deep, and it was, yeah, very deep, I guess. I know I went deep, and I can tell everybody else did as well. So it's hard sometimes to pull you back mm-hmm. and to find the words. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
This is Muriel, and I feel like this silence following what you did is a very sacred silence.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, it feels very full, very pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My honor. Thank you so much for that. I'm vibrating. At one point, I cried.
Yeah.
But I definitely feel the vibrations. It was so beautiful, and it was so good to go into those parts of the body. And I suddenly remembered that I had purchased a little, cute little spleen pillow. Like, it's a character, mm-hmm. but it's a pillow, mm-hmm. like a little stuffed mm-hmm. thing. And mm-hmm. I always wondered, you know, is there a connection there? And obviously, there must be. So I'm holding mm-hmm. it right now. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're so welcome.
Hi, it's Bonnie Blue. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was so incredibly beautiful, and I'm still basking in this new energy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so grateful. But I also wanted to say that someone before you hit record, Mary, mentioned why is the magnetic north moving so quickly on this earth, and I believe it's very connected with what we were doing today because it's the earth in ascension, as we are in ascension right now, coming into the new dimension of 5G,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and the rejuvenation and releasing and recalibrating, and that we are all one, and to rise with it, like you said, and
mm-hmm.
just it's just beautiful, and I'm just so grateful to be part of this wonderful group that's doing this. And you, on a personal note, I was feeling a lot of this unusual energy today, and I tried getting in the water, and that helped, but what I really needed to do is just do this cleansing and releasing that you brought us through,
mm-hmm.
and I'm so grateful for that, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to re-listen to the recording and do it on a regular basis.
Good.
So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to be part of this group that's helping Mother Earth and our water and all
yeah.
the elements. Thank you so
yeah.
much. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
It was just beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great reminder that, you know, by tomorrow I'll have this meditation up on the website. So it's available for you to do anytime, as many times as you want. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of times we forget we can go back and we can do it again and again and again. So this is a really a beautiful process to cleanse our bodies. And for me, too, it was interesting just, it helped to reconnect me to the planet and those different elements, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so easy to forget, you know, that we are not separate. And,
right.
Yeah, so that was also another thing that I really loved about this. It was reconnecting my body to the body of Mother Earth
mm-hmm.
in that way. So thank you, Carol. That was lovely.
Yeah, you're absolutely welcome.
Well, we'll get you to come back again next year.
it's such an honor. I thank you so deeply.
Yeah. It's always great to have you here.
Thanks.
Well, it's an hour is up, and I'm going to unmute the line so everybody can give their chaotic goodbye, which is one of our fun traditions here. And I will see you all next month. Lori Rayon will be leading the meditation next month. So hold on here.